Welcome to Vision Destiny 2019. This is session 3. In these sessions, I'm reviewing some of the things that were key in 2018, sharing from my journals, including what God said to me during 2018, what God did in encounters in 2018, and what does that mean for 2019? What heavenly season are we in now? What has God said for individually, corporately for 2019? What does God want us to do? Where does what God want us to go? Again, I state this, please don't believe anything I say just because I say it. If you resonate with anything I say in your spirit, or if you object strongly to anything I share, take it back to God and openly ask Him to give you direct revelation. I can only share information about my revelation that's come through my personal encounters and experience. Only by engaging God for yourselves can you have revelation, not information. We all need to know the truth by personal experience. Personal experience is the only real way to know. It's not intellectual understanding. It's not trying to know about something. It's actually knowing the truth, who in reality is a person and the spirit of truth who will bring revelation. God is love. This is a vital truth. That must be the rule for all Bible interpretation. If you're looking for, does the Bible accept, agree or say anything that I'm talking about, then you're probably asking the wrong question, because it's not about the Bible itself. It's about the living word of God, Jesus. What is he saying? He came and changed so many things by saying, you've heard it said, but now I say unto you. God is love. That must be the key when we're looking at these things. So Bible interpretation should deepen our appreciation and experience of God's love. That's so important. Any Bible interpretations that lessen or diminish God as love must be flawed in themselves. So in biblical hermeneutics, how the Father's love is interpreted will determine the value of that interpretation. If it is not unconditional love, it is not me. That's what God said to me directly. If it is love, it is me, and love must be unconditional and otherly, otherwise it's not love at all. Therefore, love must be expressed outwardly to others without being conditional. So some of the things God said, Son, this is pure love, harmonious rest, being, the circle of the dance, heart to heart, love's moment, living in the moment where everything makes total sense, is pure joy, bliss, peace, existing in a moment of purity, cocooned in love's essence, as it always was meant to be, by being in the moment of love's acceptance, affirmation, approval, significance. God spoke to me so much about love, about God's love, about God being love, about love's light, about the light of love. When you're in that place within pure light, when you're in that place within pure love, it begins to really change and open up so many different perspectives when it comes to looking at how we live, living in that place of love, joy, and peace, living loved, loving living, living loving. These are keys when it comes to love itself. Being in the now, the now, the now, living in that moment within God's heart. No worries, cares, anxiety, fears, total contentment, complete, whole, satisfied, oneness, unison, united, whole, in sync, in convergence, harmoniously blissful in the now moment. We can live from that place. When we engage the heart of God outside of time and space, when we're living from that place, everything will flow from that now of just being. All is well with my soul and spirit. Just being is the key to get to that intimacy, face-to-face relationship. Son, focus on the sound from heaven. Connect people to my frequency. I will increase the intensity of the spirit, so give opportunity to engage me. I'm calling my children to arise and shine. I'm releasing my glory, my essence into your atmosphere. Give time to soak into it. Now, My atmosphere is where I extend my spirit around all that I am authorized to do and empowered to do. I extend the boundaries of my spirit so that I can create an atmosphere where, being joined to the Lord and one spirit with Him, the river of living water, the river of life is flowing. So when I do that for the Joshua generation, I can do that for the Engaging God program. I can do that, in a way, take advantage of that, soak in that, allow God to bring you into a deeper revelation so you can arise and shine as His children. The space to engage is key to experiencing the fuller dimensions of sonship within the dual realms and multi-realms of the creative order. You cannot be doing, 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 doing without being. Being must come first. Give priority to the space to engage in being. Then the doing will flow. Listen to the call. Create opportunities to release the call into the atmosphere for my children to hear and respond to the new roles of heavenly positions. God is releasing heavenly positions and He's calling people to respond to the sound and take those positions from a place of identity and relationship. Son, send out the call to arms, the call to take up the mantle of Jesus, to build His ecclesia, make the manifold wisdom and grace of God known. Jesus builds His ecclesia, but we are the living stones that He uses. Call for heaven scrolls, for mandates and blueprints for the new order ecclesia and embassies of heaven to be released from the house of scrolls. Within the 12 chancellor's houses, there's one which is the house of scrolls. Scrolls are prepared there for all the mandates and blueprints that God is releasing out of heaven to be manifested on the earth. And He's calling us to embrace that and take up that place where we're willing to say, here am I, send me. Call for the alignment of the circle of the deep, for a new season of grace, where the divine ability of God will empower the courage to answer the call. I call for the precepts, statutes, and laws of God to be aligned so the ordinances of heaven can converge with the hearts of the amateurs of the new to establish the foundations of heavenly government. It's so important. You do not need to be an expert to be able to establish what God is calling you to. Don't think if you don't have a theology degree, you've never been to Bible college, you have no experience, that you can't do it. God wants those who are going to be dependent on Him in face-to-face relationship so that everything that flows is out of the relationship that we have with Him, not out of our memory, our previous experience, our knowledge of doing things in an old way, so that we can actually look to establish something new, free from the old. I call for the forerunners of the Joshua generation to heed the call and be the foundations of the new order. I call for the sound of heaven to sound and the four angels of transition to herald the beginning of a new season. Those angels are transformation, winds of change, sound of many waters, and refiner's fire. Son, the repositioning of my sons is needed at the end of the old and the beginning of the new season. So expect God maybe to move you, move location, move in what you're doing, be ready to respond to the call. Call for grace. Make your case to the 70 as an ambassador for the Joshua generation for grace, greater grace, grace upon grace to be aligned. Without grace, justice cannot be fully manifested and the judgments made will not be manifested fully. So important we have the divine enabling power of God. So administrate the alignment of the houses, the 12 chancellor's houses, for grace to begin to manifest, to create the boldness and courage to step out of the shadows of preparation into the light of manifestation. God is calling us as the Joshua generation to come into the light and start to administrate things on earth as well as in heaven. Son, the threes and the sevens must come together to accept the mandates to form around the blueprints of heaven as the foundations of relational government. It is so important that love, demonstrated in relationship, is at the foundation of benches of three and benches of seven. And benches of three and seven function together relationally, foundationally, within that government. Take the time to establish the relationship so love
is expressed in and through those foundations, then everything that's built upon them will be an expression and an outworking of that love. Grace will be released in the new season to lay the foundations with the relationship of within the relationship of deep relational unity and of heart, mind, and purpose. It's so important that we are operating in that relational perspective. Those storehouses, once correctly founded, will be ready to receive the harvest of the next united generation. We must see that these ecclesias are going to be storehouses that God is going to release a harvest into. These supernatural first fruits will bring hundreds to tens overnight and thousands to hundreds in the next wave. Prepare the foundations of love, and the light will shine as the mountain of the house of the Lord will rise, and its light will go forth in the brightness of its rising. The first wave will bring in those who've been called out of the institutions and are waiting for the light of the genuine ecclesia to arise and shine, and the next wave will be the true harvest to come out of Egypt, figuratively meaning the world. I call for the sound of heaven to herald the call to forerunners, to come boldly in response to the call to bear the arms of love. And I want to release that call to you. I call for the sound of heaven. Let the sound of heaven begin to manifest. Let that radiant frequency begin to manifest. So I want to encourage you, respond to that call. Respond to the call. Allow God's call. Allow the sound of heaven to come round you. That call for forerunners to come boldly in response to the call to bear the arms of love. Love is our weapons. Let God's frequency, let the frequency of love empower you, envision you, embolden you to come and respond to that call for that new season to come. I call for the winds of change to usher in a new season of grace that will sweep across your lives, and all that's within the blueprints that God's releasing and the mandates that He's given. Let this frequency, this call, resonate within your spirit, within your soul, calling you to bear arms of love, to lay the foundations of the new, so that God can pour His glory to shine, so the world will see love, true love, demonstrated. The world will see who God really is in love. Call for the transformation necessary to facilitate the changes needed for my sons to arise. Call for the next generation to be summoned to the valley of decision, that the restrictions and limitations that have been placed on them by religion and the institutional church will be exposed for the lies and control systems that they are. Reveal true grace, reveal true love, reveal the true nature of God as the Father and the true lover of their souls. Grace will explode as love bombs upon those that you call and target. Call for the direct mandates, for individual calls and for specific people groups, and target them with legislation that will mark them out for grace to manifest around their lives. Son, let me show you the extent of my beating heart. Feel the rhythm of my desire for all creation. Feel how my love for all of the created orders causes all things to work together for good. So important that we know and feel and engage in the heart of God. Heart to heart, cardiogenosis, knowing, knowledge of the heart by experience, coming together. Feel how love wins over and over again, because it's always won. As it was settled within my heart before the fabric of creation was formed and there was only wisdom and Melchizedek to observe the offering of myself upon the foundation stone of all existence. Son, all creation came from the desire of our heart for unbroken relationship and love, so it was predestined that love won. Love wins. Love will always win. My love as Father for all will never fail and never run out, and is the reality from which grace, mercy, and faith exist. All judgment, justice, and kingdom government must be based in love, grace, and mercy. Son, the seasons cycle, but love is the foundation upon which all things live and move and exist. Love is that which makes up grace, which is the vibrating force from which all things are formed. From your quantum perspective, the strings of grace are the building blocks of all existence, but love is beyond even that constant. Love pulses with the energy of our desire for our relationship within the strings of grace, therefore within the fabric of all creation. Now, this is sort of somewhat scientific, but basically it's saying that God's grace, the vibrational frequency of his voice, what he spoke creation into being, holds the whole of creation together and is within that fabric. And love is the energy that actually is that vibration that causes grace, his enabling power, to manifest. We live in the transcendence that is at the heart of the convergence of all time and space. Love conquers all, overcomes every obstacle and hindrance, is the arbiter of all choice and decision, and will never give up or fail to be sufficient for all. Son, love is why the restoration of all things is inevitable. It can be resisted but never overcome. Love has no boundary within the infinite, because I am is love. Love is the answer to every question. Love is the solution to every problem. Love is the key to every lock. Love cannot be denied or overcome. Love is pure. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is tolerant. Love cannot be divided or separated. Love is because we are. Nothing can exist outside of love, and therefore nothing can be separated from love. Son, we reconciled everything to ourselves through love, but we have given the ministry and word of reconciliation to our sons. So it is our desire that all our children live loved, love living, and live loving. Son, love is the light that you arise and shine. Love is the frequency that you need to radiate. Love's essence is the light, because we are spirit, love, and light. The very fabric of all creation is bonded with love's light. The energy that created all matter is love's light. Love's desire was the vibrational cause that affected all light, and therefore all matter is the consequence of love. Love's true essence is the power and motivation behind all that we feel, think, or do. Son, love is the only way for true restoration to take place, as love was revealed in the redemption and reconciliation that enables restoration to be possible. Love's light was manifested before creation itself, as the space within all creation became. Love's light was the birthing place and the offering place where the Son having himself as offered that would ensure that all creation would be restored. The foundation stone of creation where that offering of the Son was made. Creation was birthed in face-to-face innocence, therefore can return to face-to-face innocence as it had been predestined to do in love. All fire is an expression of love's light to facilitate the return to face-to-face innocence, that all that hinders true relationship will be consumed in the fire of love's light. Son, legislate for love's light to shine by breathing in the atmosphere of heaven and releasing the creative light of love into the earth and from there to all the created orders. Son, the law of love, to legislate love's light to arise, shine through the sons of God who live loved, love living, and live loving. Living loved is the creative power of sonship, the convergence of time and eternity that restores the end from the beginning. Legislate in love, with love, and through love, and the creative light of sonship will be manifested on earth as it is in heaven. The Law of Love, Part 1. Love is who you are. God is love. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Love has no limits, knows no bounds. Perfect love casts out all fear. Love is large in being passionate about life and relentlessly patient in bearing the offenses and injuries of others with kindness. Love is completely content and strives for nothing. Love has no desire to make others feel inferior and has no need to sing its own praises. 1 Corinthians 13:4, Mirror Bible. That's the key to the foundation. Love is a fortress where everyone feels protected rather than exposed. Love's persuasion is persistent. Love believes. Love never loses hope and always remains constant in contradiction. Verse 7. Love is the force that holds all things together. Love is the substance to bless and transform. You're authorized to live on earth as it is in heaven. You're authorized to live in intimate relationship with God as Father, Son, and Spirit. You're authorized to come in the opposite spirit of the world, offering selflessness instead of selfishness. You're authorized to live in forgiveness, healing, and wholeness. You have the power to break religious mindsets and doctrines regarding how God sees us and how we see God. You have the right to be loved and to love. You're authorized to break the have-to and striving mentality. You have the power to release waves of love over people and call people to the Father. You have permission to experience and express the true love that flows from relationship within I Am. You have the right to live loved, to have the joy of loving living and the responsibility to live loving. You have the authority to reveal the true nature of love and the relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit to creation by living in that circle of love. You have responsibility to demonstrate the true power of love through its kindness, patience, gentleness, forgiveness, and humility to a world living in lost identity. You have the right and authority to step into love, the safe place in God. You're authorized to declare God is love. End of. No discussion. This is the final and foundational key, that God is love. In the authority of the law of love, these declarations, I call for the sound and frequency of love. Now I'm going to encourage you to close your eyes and allow these declarations to come around you and engage you. And let love surround you and engage you. I call for the sound and frequency of love to creatively surround the sons of God in love's fiery furnace of preparation. I call for the purification and the refining of the sons of God to release love's pure light. I call for the light of love to shine forth from the sons of God. I call forth the arising of the sons of God into their eternal identity, position, and authority. I call for love's light to explode into the atmosphere, to cleanse and restore order. I call for love's light to radiate through the sons of God in redeeming and reconciling power. I call for the sons of God to arise and shine with love's restoring power. I call for the precepts, statutes, and law houses to be aligned for this season of grace, so that the ordinance house will be open and aligned with the mantles and weapons to open the house of scrolls for this season of grace, which is about to manifest. I call for the circle of the deep to release love's light, to commission the sons of God to a season of grace in preparation for true mercy to be unveiled in light's expression of love. Just let the love of God, that frequency, that higher call, just begin to surround you, cocoon you, reveal that deeper love, the law of love manifested, that love's light would shine so brightly within God's children, that the world will be drawn to the brightness of their rising. Let the brightness of their rising go forth as the law of love is enacted and the power of love demonstrates the power of sonship as love's light shines. As an ambassador for the Joshua generation to engage the Council of 70, and I came to the Council of 70, I seek for an acceleration of justice to release grace. Love's light, the essence of the precepts of God himself, is the foundation of this case, and the evidence of the lack of love's light shining is the case that I make for grace. Love's light as the consuming fire of judgment is hereby authorized to shine in perpetrating for the release of grace, greater grace and grace upon grace. I call for the fires of love's light to burn within the hearts and minds of the sons of God, within those called to be the Joshua generation. I call for the fire of love's light to consume all that limits and restricts the identity of the sons of God. I call for the fire of love's light to create the desire for those still trapped in the wilderness of religion and under the coverings of the Moses order to cross over beyond the veil. Son, my grace will be poured out and increase that will bring about a love festival. My love will be at the center of all grace activities. Son, ensure that my people do not miss my love by focusing on the grace manifestations and miss the purpose, which is to reveal my love for the cosmos. Love relationship with all my children is the ultimate goal of all grace and mercy. They are but a means to an end, not an end in themselves. Son, be very careful to make that distinction clear so that the same mistakes that have been made in all previous seasons will not be made again. The facilitators of grace during the next season will not be the superstar prophets or apostles, but lovers of me. Those who know they are loved and are secure in their identity, not the gifted and the charismatic personalities, they will release grace. Those that know that they are loved and are secure will release grace. Son, that is why it is so important that you are ready and free to be able to carry this love message in preparation for the coming grace season. Grace not centered on love will fall and fail to cause the true light to shine, and my sons will only arise to the level of their own understanding. And that will fail to be love's light, and will not draw the world, just easily deceive gullible children who have not matured in sonship. Now this is so important. Grace not centered on love will fail to cause true light to shine. We must not go caught up in the manifestations of grace and power and things which are demonstrated and lose our focus on the motivation that's behind all that God is doing, which is love. My sons will only arise to the level of their own understanding, and that will fail to be love's light and will not draw the world. Just easily deceive gullible children who have not matured in sonship. So many people are into the celebrity culture of celebrities within the Christian circle and even within this new stream, and are being drawn to focus on personality, not God himself in terms of love. We must center on love. Love must be the key. Son, your focus will become centered on love's light, and I will open up new doors of opportunity to capture the hearts of my children once again, to bring them to the maturity of sonship. Son, develop the message of love's light and the rising of the sons of God in love's maturity and identity, and that message will be what causes a resonance within the hearts of those who know that there must be more than this. There are so many people crying out, knowing there must be more than this. Many of them have left the institutional church. Many are seeking for a spirituality which is more real, which has a greater reality. We must provide love's light to lead them to the reality of that relationship which was found within the love of God. It is the desire to know love that will be the draw that true disciples will follow me into maturity of sonship, where love's light will radiate as the mountain of the house of the Lord rises to the position of maturity in love that the whole of creation is waiting and longing for. Creation is waiting and longing for us to come to that place where we arise and we shine love's light. And I would encourage you, engage love, pursue love, experience love. If you do not know love, allow love to manifest in you. Allow God to heal you and restore you and make you whole. Son, only true love can answer creation's groan for freedom to its bondage to decay and corruption. Son, love's light must begin to shine to elevate my sons to their heavenly positions of authority, because they have humbled themselves under my mighty hand of loving care and protection, so that I will exalt them to arise and shine love's light. Son, love has won. Love wins. Love will always have won. Love cannot fail. Love cannot be overcome. Love cannot be separated from, because love will never give up as I am love. Romans 8:35. What will it take to distance us from the love of Christ? You name any potential calamity, intense pressure of the worst possible kind, claustrophobia, persecution, destitution, loneliness, extreme exposure, life-threatening danger, or war. This is my conviction. No threat, whether it be in death or life, be it angelic beings, demon powers, or political principalities, nothing known to us at this time or ever in the unknown future. No dimensions of any calculation in time or space, nor any device yet to be invented, has what it takes to separate us from the love of God demonstrated in Christ. Jesus is our ultimate authority. This is so important to embrace. And this is not just true for people who are believers at this point. This is true for everybody. God never separates himself, because he is love. And he is looking for love to draw those who know no love, who've lost their identity, back into a relationship with him. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation and the power of love. We need to experience this power. Song of Solomon 8:6-7. Put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as severe as the grave. God is so jealous for his relationship with his children that he was willing to go into death and into the grave to overcome death, to bring resurrection life. Love is as strong as death. It is love that caused the resurrection to take place. It was love that Jesus demonstrated as he went to the cross willingly to take our death. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. That is what love is. Many waters cannot quench love, nor will rivers overflow it. If a man were to give all the riches of his house for love, it would be utterly despised. We cannot earn love. We cannot deserve love. We experience love, and that enables us to love. We love because he first loved us. Love is not conditional on our obedience. Love is not conditional on anything, because God is love. And God wants us to know and experience the very power of that love. Love is the key. Shining with love's light, living from that love perspective, living in that place of love, joy, and peace, the foundation of rest. And from rest, everything begins to manifest. A manifestation of true grace and mercy comes from that place of love, that place of rest. I'll encourage you to embrace love. Let love's light draw you. Let love's fire and flame purify you and refine you. Let the fire of love bring about change and transformation that will reveal your true image as a son of God, that you may shine with love's light. God is calling us to embrace love. God is calling the sons of God to arise. Are you going to respond? Are you going to respond as a son of God to love, to love's call? Hear love's call. Hear the call of love. Again, I just want you to come to that place where you begin just to slow down your thinking, close your eyes, start dialing down from beta wave problem solving mode. Just start to breathe more deliberately and slowly. Begin to meditate. Just encourage you to breathe in deeply and then breathe out slowly. And breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in the very name of God. Just begin to come to that place of peace. And now let love begin to flow over you. Let God's love begin to envelop you. That love filling you, filling your spirit, flowing through your soul, through your soul gates. Love, like that river of living water flowing from your innermost being, that fountain of love. Just love flow through your soul. Envelop your soul. Flow onto your body. Let love rest upon you, on the top of your head. Let love flow down over your shoulders, flow down over your back, over your body. Love flowing over you from the tip of your head to the bottom of your toes. Just let love surround you. Surround you. Live loved. Know God's deepest love and desire for you as his child. Now let love flow through you. Create an atmosphere of love around you. Let love's frequency radiate from you. Let love's light shine
from your innermost being. As you live in that atmosphere of love, let that love flow out. Direct that love to your family, children, husband, wife. Let that love flow out to your workplace, to your community. Let love radiate. Let love's light shine. Love all around you, flowing from you. Now just start to feel gratitude rise in your heart. Start to think about that which you're grateful for. Grateful for God's love. Grateful for Jesus giving his life for you. Grateful for those in your life. Think about those things. Start to see joy begin to rise up within you. Let joy begin to flow through your soul. Let joy flow over your body. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, let joy begin to rise. That deep, deep joy of knowing that you're loved and loving others. Release that joy out into your life. Create an atmosphere of joy. Release that joy to your family, to your friends, to your husband, to your wife, to your children, out into the community, into the ecclesia. Release the joy. Let his joy be in you so your joy will be full and overflowing. And from that place of love and joy, let peace begin to arise in your heart, from your innermost being, and release that peace around you. Let it flow through you. Create an atmosphere of peace around you. Now think of any situations where you're not in peace, where you're not operating in peace, where you're at war with someone or something, and release forgiveness to that person. Visualize them, whatever they've done, choose to live in peace, to forgive. Release forgiveness. Release that blessing. Release peace. Live from love, joy, and peace. Be at rest. Be at rest. Be at rest. And from that place, let love's light shine. From that place of rest, taking the yoke of Jesus on you, learning from him to be gentle and humble in heart, knowing who you are as a son of God, the vast sum of God's thoughts about you, surrounding you, filling you, bringing you from peace and wholeness into that place of rest. Let love's light shine. Live loved. Live loved. Live loved. Love living. Love living. Love living. And live loving. Live loving. Live loving. Live loving.